Christian influencers.
Okay.
You said, you talked about the woke right. And you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich. Because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that that community, they're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well. Okay, and you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
Exactly. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him.
Absolutely no integrity. You could sell out right now and make $7,000 per post promoting Israel's reputation. Guys, this is the number one hack for passive income. New content creators need to be promoting Israel online to make that money. I'm not kidding, and you can Google this, and Google doesn't even try to hide it because the FARA records are public. This is textbook foreign government influence of policy and public within the United States. So when Israel is devoting $1 million to influencers over the course of July to November to influence America's opinions upon Israel, then that is literally registered under FARA, and you can go and see the dispensations to influencers where they're getting paid $6,100 to $7,200 per post. So if you're a piece of shit and you're fine with going to hell forever, you can go to Bridge Partners and get money from Project Esther. It's probably going to continue on in this coming year as they try to rehabilitate their terrible reputation. Good luck to you guys.
The fact that people are calling this a genocide is honestly just disgusting. I mean, look at this. Israel is, they're just looking for Hamas. They're just killing the terrorists. They have to let the innocent people go, and of course that's what they're doing. I mean, look, they're just, as you can see, I mean, they're only getting rid of the Hamas buildings. I mean, they're not getting rid of anything else. I mean, you guys got to stop spreading all this propaganda about Israel. Israel is the best country. They're God's chosen people. They wouldn't just get rid of an entire population of people. Is that how I get my $7,000?